Well, it seems like just a couple of months ago we were celebrating Christmas. And here we remember Jesus entering Jerusalem at the beginning of his final days. So it might serve us well to sort of review how we got to this point, from a little baby in a crib in a sleepy little town of Bethlehem to sitting overlooking Jerusalem on a hill and about to enter the city. What's the situation that Jesus would have in mind? What's going through his mind, do you think, as he begins to enter the city? Israel is an occupied country, oppressed by a foreign power. Not an unusual situation in Israel's history, but no more pleasant for its frequency. The Jewish people have been scattered all over the known world as a result of at least two exiles and constant warfare. The people are scattered. There's a great discouragement, I would imagine. A desperate yearning for God to intervene in Israel, as all the prophets have foretold. Different ideas, perhaps, about how that intervention might take place, but clearly it's a major part of the Jewish consciousness, looking forward to the day when the Lord will intervene and restore Israel to a place of prominence among the nations. I think it's safe to say that Jesus was feeling much the same in his own day. We know, for instance, that he became a follower of one of the great eschatological prophets of the time. He became a follower of the Baptist, who predicted that the day of the Lord was imminent, what was on its way, just around the corner, and the people need to repent. They need to turn around and live as God had called them to live. And Jesus even underwent a baptism as a sign of his solidarity with this desire to reform and to repent. We know that at some point Jesus underwent some sort of a revelation that brought into clearer focus his own unique sense of self and his own understanding of what God was asking him to do. And apparently that new identity and that new sense of vision and of mission and his role in that was different from what John the Baptist seemed to be promoting, because Jesus seems to have split from the Baptist. And Jesus begins to devote his entire life, all his energies, to fulfilling this mission as he understood it. To proclaim not an intervention that was going to come at some point in the future, but an intervention that God had begun here and now. That the kingdom of God, as he called this intervention, had already been established. It was at hand, and the signs of this kingdom were everywhere. That God had already begun to intervene, as the prophets had foretold, and God was in the process of reclaiming all the world for himself. Calling men and women everywhere to respond and live lives consistent with this kingdom. Jesus gathers 12 people as his closest followers, symbols of the 12 tribes of Israel, bringing them together as a sign of bringing all of Israel together, this great gathering that would be part of the intervention of God in restoring Israel. And Jesus preaches this kingdom. And he performs signs that tell everyone who opens his or her eyes that this kingdom is indeed in their midst. Signs of healing and feeding the hungry and reconciling all those who are estranged and reaching out to the sinners and the poor and all those who had theretofore been excluded. Signs that God was already at work in the world, in and through the person of Jesus, and calling all to respond and to live similar lives of justice and peacemaking. But we know that Jesus encountered resistance, notwithstanding the appeal of this message to you and to me, perhaps. Maybe. He encountered resistance, mean-spirited resistance. And you can sense a growing frustration in Jesus' own heart that people are not responding to what is obviously happening in their midst. And you can feel this whole thing coming to a crisis, a climax. And Jesus seems to want to force the issue by entering the city. And look how he does it. Look how he does it. He must have had the prophet Zechariah in mind as he determined how to make this entry into the city. Listen to what Zechariah had foretold 500 years previously. Zechariah talking about the intervention that God would work in Israel's history. Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you, a just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. And he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea. And I will bring forth your prisoners, says the Lord, from the dungeons. I will bring them back because I have mercy on them, and they shall be as though I had never cast them off. For I am the Lord, their God, and I will hear them. Do you see what Jesus had in mind when he chose to enter the city this way? He knew people would remember Zechariah. He knew that they would see this entry as a sign of the intervention of God, this dramatic, decisive intervention of God in the history of his people, initiated through this action, this symbolic action of entering the city, taking possession of the city in the name of the Lord. Two more great symbolic actions immediately follow. Jesus moving into the temple the next day, which follows immediately after this story, taking possession of the temple, and then gathering his disciples for a ritual meal in which he shares with them bread and wine made into body and blood, as a sign of his gift of himself, even to death, for the sake of a new relationship. So today, this Palm Sunday, is just the beginning of a wonderful week in which we, the people of God, who are the presence of Jesus in the world here and now, we ritually remember those great events, the dying and the rising of Jesus. We know how the story ends. We know how the story ends. Jesus dies, but he is raised. And then he sends us his Spirit that we might continue the work of Jesus in the world until God brings it to its fullness. And so we can either say yes to this, we can either cooperate in this work and be ourselves signs of healing and reconciliation, or we cannot. That's the choice that we have every day when we get up. Am I going to be a promoter of the kingdom? A proclaimer of the kingdom in word and deed? Or am I going to be an obstacle? It's not that hard to promote and proclaim. Little acts of kindness here and there. It's all it takes. And we let God do the rest.